FM and Resurrection, The Shop Window and A World Where We Remain. We've been playing that on the show for the last few weeks. That's taken from their new album, Daydream, double album of 16 tracks, which is due out next year. And before that, The Kind and Saturn Eyes, brand new single that is out today. And that is taken from their second album, Timelines, which was out earlier this year. Now, when I do my show, I always have a kind of an unofficial rotation list, songs that have come out recently that I just play over and over again. And this one, I think, is definitely on it. I think it's been out about 10 weeks now, and I might have played it every week since then. The wonderful Dutch band Snowcoats, a single that they released as a split 7-inch with Boney Macaroni. This is Dreaming in the Car. Phoenix FM and Resurrection Pseudocool, a South Wales indie punk band, and brand new single from them. It's out in a couple of weeks' time, 24th of November. That was The Lighthouse, and before that, San Francisco's Destroy Boys. One of my favourite singles of the year, it came out in August. That was Shadow, I'm Breaking Down. You're listening to Phoenix FM and Resurrection with me, Paul Golder. Don't forget, you can get in touch with the show. PaulGolder@gmail.com is one way of doing it. Paul@PhoenixFM.com also works, and I think we like Twitter best, even though that guy's trying to break it, you know. Still kind of enjoy Twitter for finding new music and that kind of thing. You can find us on there at Resurrection_98. Next up, we got Blonde Fire, LA singer-songwriter Erica Driscoll. This single came out at the beginning of October. She had an absolutely fantastic EP, True Confessions, which came out in 2016, and I played that one to death. This is a great track, though. Brand new from her. This is Elated.
When you tend to travel outside. screen, and you're expected to know what they mean. Throughout the conflict I was serene, I can't outrun the sadness I've seen. Are you willing to resist the people you've never met? The devil's wheel revolves, but it needs to be reset. Never, never slide against temperature when you tend to travel at such speeds of velocity.
FM and Resurrection. We're definitely in the oldies section of the show, or mostly oldies anyway. The Cardigans from their brilliant album Super Extra Gravity, which came out in 2005. I think that might have been their last album. They still are touring from time to time. I got to see them at the, where was it? Was it Shepherd's Bush Empire a few years ago? A couple of years ago. I need some fine wine, and you need to be nicer. And before that, if I ever did a Desert Island Discs, I think that track would be on it. Maximo Park and Our Velocity from their second album, Our Earthly Pleasures, which came out in 2007. The mid-2000s were probably the last absolutely fantastic time for bands who also did trouble the top end of the charts as well, including this one. The album reached number 3. It was a debut from Franz Ferdinand, self-titled, and this was the lead single from it, or the biggest hit from it, in any case, Take Me Out.
I'm just
Hollywood. Let's go.
It feels so good to have a perfect song. It feels so good to be in total control. It feels so good to have a perfect song. It feels so good to be in total control.
There were spotlights flying through the sky from a winter wonderland, catching out the bees hiding in the clouds. No future Batman, not before Christmas, not very.
She's the- could be. Get on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. Move around like your shoes don't fit. Get on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. It's uncomfortable, no to sit.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection, the brilliant Art Brute, and direct hit from their 2007 album It's a Bit Complicated, which is on Spotify. I had a feeling that it wasn't on Spotify for some reason. I think definitely one or two of their albums aren't on Spotify. Brilliant Tragic seems to be absent at first glance. Anyway, that was direct hit, and before that, Gorillaz featuring Beck from Just 2020 and the Song Machine Season 1 Strange Times album. Brilliant collaboration between the two. That was the Valley of the Pagans. Back to 2016 and Honeyblood. I managed to interview them the last time I went to the Latitude Festival, probably 2019. They had a second album, Babes Never Die, in 2016, which is absolutely brilliant. Played it so many times from it. This is Sea Hearts.
Sipping tequila after dark. Was it that gave us a head start? The world is a play park, and I'm crossed arms with my lucky charm. Wild child in the sherry bazaar, running down the aisles, a life sparkle bizarre. Not a care for a while, no one knows who we are. You know I chase you oceans far. Roller coasting just to have a little fun. Won't listen to any caution. We're the breakers on the waves. Break hearts, break hearts to get in the way. Oh, roller coaster, just to have a little fun. Won't listen to any caution. We're the breakers on the waves. And we'll break hearts, break hearts, break hearts to get in our way. Roaming cause we stray for a while. Creatures that love just for the night. And I can stay
7 and Resurrection, trying to cram in as many songs as I can before the end of the show. Thomas Tantrum and Sleep from 2011's final album from them, Mad by Moonlight. Interviewed the band around about that time and saw them a few times, and they were a great live band. It's a real shame that they never did anything else after that. Courtney Barnett before that, and a single taken from her second album from 2018, Tell Me How You Really Feel, and that was A Charity. There should be some new music from Fight Milk sooner or later. This was a single that they released in 2020. It also appeared on their album Contender, which came out the following year, If You Had a Sister.
crashing down. Now the winds are around. And the seaside goes down. Village and somehow dropped you in it.
Dropped from 2020's album The Minor Escapes, and that's pretty much it for today's show. Thank you very much for listening. Always a pleasure doing these shows, and I'll be back next week, same time, same place. Gonna leave you with a bit of Thousand Yard Stare from 1992 and their debut album Proper Hands On. This is Buttermouth. I'll see you next week.
Thoughts are criminal. So I know rock to the core.
To the core.
Candle keeps burning.